Today, the Supreme Court agreed to consider a major rollback of the abortion rights recognized by Roe v. Wade. It's the second time in weeks that the court's new conservative supermajority has signaled a willingness to reconsider long-established legal doctrine, this time on abortion and just weeks ago on guns. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's 1973 ruling in Roe v. Wade declared that a woman has a constitutional right to terminate a pregnancy in the first 6 months when the fetus is incapable of surviving outside the womb. That line, barring state interference with a woman's right to abortion pre-viability, has remained steadfastly in place for nearly a half century. Now the court may change that. Today, the justices announced that next term they will review whether states may ban abortions prior to fetal viability. The test case is from Mississippi, which bans abortions after 15 weeks, significantly before a fetus is able to survive on its own outside the womb. The lower courts blocked enforcement of the law, finding it in conflict with Roe v. Wade and subsequent abortion decisions. The court's decision to hear the Mississippi case next term sent a bolt of ideological lightning into the legal world, suggesting that the court's new conservative supermajority may be willing to overturn Roe and other abortion precedents outright. James Bopp Jr., longtime general counsel for National Right to Life.
The question that they have agreed to consider, it's very broad. I mean, it couldn't be broader, in my opinion.
This, he said, could be a moment like Brown versus the Board of Education, when the Supreme Court reversed course after nearly a century and outlawed segregation in public schools. But, he notes, the court got there gradually over time, and he thinks the Mississippi case might be instead a first important step to reversing Roe, with the final blow to come in a later case.
It's more likely than not this is the beginning, not the end, of that process.
NYU law professor Melissa Murray, an abortion rights advocate, agrees that this is an historic moment.
This does seem to be an inflection point for the future of reproductive rights and certainly the future of Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey have all confirmed the idea that states cannot prohibit abortion before viability. Obviously, in taking up the question at all, it puts Roe squarely in the crosshairs.
Murray notes that Chief Justice John Roberts, no fan of abortion rights, has in the past sought to keep the court on a less tumultuous path when it comes to abortion. But the new 6-3 conservative supermajority, including three Trump appointees, has hobbled Roberts' less activist inclinations. As Murray puts it, the other five conservatives don't need him to prevail, so his only hope is to join the conservatives and keep the opinion for himself to write, in the expectation that he can carve out a less extreme outcome, or at least one that seems less extreme. Abortion rights activists called the court's decision to reconsider abortion rights devastating. Julie Rickelman is litigation director for the Center for Reproductive Rights and one of the lawyers for the Jackson, Mississippi clinic that challenged the ban on pre-viability abortions.
If the court were to uphold this law, there would be about 24 states that would likely make abortion illegal, would ban abortion completely.
That's about half the country. Most of those states are in the South and Midwest, and of those, 11 have so-called trigger laws that automatically make abortion illegal if the Supreme Court overturns Roe. A Supreme Court decision to reverse Roe or to start down that path would have uncertain but enormous consequences, not just for the court and its image, but also for the political world and the debate about the future of the court. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington. Mm-hmm.